it's a combination of everything. When you sit there and evaluate him on tape, and we looked at it so many different ways, but his ability, the biggest thing that stuck out the most is how quickly he processes things. And when you see him look to the left and see his first option, and then all of a sudden to the right, he's already to this third option, where other quarterbacks, if their first option ain't there, maybe they can get to their second option. But the way his mind processes and how quickly he's able to read and react to things on what he sees, I think, makes him unique.
Rick, I know that you talk a lot about high character players and the types of players that you guys want here. What did you see in that area from him?
Well, didn't get to know him until yesterday, to be honest with you. You know, I spent 2.5 hours with him and his family, and then got a chance to meet his parents last night before we went to dinner and spent some time with them. And it's, you knew right off the bat, I didn't need to spend 2.5 hours. I needed to spend 10 minutes with him and that family to know what they mean and what they're about and what's important to them. And it's everything that checks the box for us here at the Minnesota Vikings.
From the outside, it looks like this deal went seamless. Is that true? It's like you put a beat on there, everyone knew it was going, and it got
done. Just like the movies, isn't that? Yeah.
Was there any potential snag? Is it the fully guaranteed part?
The fully guaranteed part, I know it's first time, but it's also when you have an opportunity to get a potential franchise quarterback, you know where the leverage is going. We respected that, and I respected that. But it was too unique of an opportunity to go out and do everything we could to sign him to be a Minnesota Viking. But behind the scenes, there's always things that you're going to, you know, from the study and the film process to, as your analytics guy, dig things up to, you know, when we were able 2 days ago to start the negotiating process to, you know, doing all your background and everything like that. And we talked to thousands and thousands of people, and but you know, in your heart, once you get through all that process, what, you know, what's right for the Minnesota Vikings. And when I sit there and work with Coach Zim and Rob Brzezinski and George Payton and the coaching staff and the rest of the scouts, and you listen to opinions and you have your own opinion and you come up and this is what we're going to do, and once you make that decision, then there's no turning back. We're going to go all in, and we're going to go as hard as we can. With the blessing from the ownership, and let's try to get it done.
You mentioned before so much about quarterback stability. Kirk saying that this is, as you related to him, a lifetime deal. This is more than just a 3-year contract. What gives you that confidence that it will be that?
Well, we're not, you know, I think if you have an opportunity to go out and potentially get a franchise quarterback or a quarterback that's going to be leading you for years to come. He's right now in the prime of his career. If you look through everything, when they get to this age is when they really hit it, and they go on to have long, productive careers. And our history tells us if we hit on a player, we're going to do everything we can to keep that player here, and especially at that quarterback position. And that's why this was so unique. I don't ever, you know, think the last player that came out that maybe was this high profile at that position and checked a lot of the boxes was Drew Brees. And Drew Brees came out and he had a knockdown shoulder at the time. So that's what you're doing all your research on, and that's what we're hoping. But that's, we're not doing this for a 3-year. We want to do this for his career.
What about you personally? I mean, your tenure with quarterbacks has been kind of an adventure, whether it's...
I can't control. I wish I could control the injuries.
I know, some of that stuff.
Zim's crystal ball doesn't work there, and his lava rocks and everything else you got.
Is there kind of a relief now that, don't you know, you're getting a guy in the prime?
I'm not going to talk about that because I'm not going to jinx it. So I know durability, he's been very durable, and, you know, he's and hopefully he'll continue to be that. And that's, you know, the other thing was the next thing that I was working on yesterday was, you know, making sure we have enough depth at that position as well.
Hey, Rick, he has a proven track record, but how much more do you think he has growth in him? You surround him with some weapons and do that?
Well, that's part of you're doing all your analysis, okay? I don't want to comment on anyone's other roster, but where we're at defensively, and even the jump you saw us take last year, we revamped the offensive line and jumped from 28th or where we were up to almost 10, 11, I think we found in total offense. Now to add a piece like this in with our team and with our culture, that's why we're doing this. to see him thrive and take the next step.
How involved were the Wilson? How involved were the Wilson in this process? Was it just the final okay, or how involved were they?
Well, I'm not writing a check. And I was going to call Chip, but he wasn't worried. He hung up on me.
That's
so
right, yeah.
Lindsay was like, she wouldn't answer.
What?
I'm sorry, I didn't finish.
Well, no, I just mean in terms of, like, is more so than other decisions you've had to make, surely they won't.
Well, every decision we make, even through the trade process, I've always keep the Wilson informed on everything that's going on. I think that's very important, and that's what's unique about our organization is the open communication with everyone. And, you know, the ownership, I talk to them two or three times a day, and just on other things besides football matters. So, but we will never do anything from a decision process without having the blessing of the ownership.
Does this change the landscape of how you negotiate deals with it being a first guaranteed deal?
Well, I think you got to look at it is because it was such a unique player at a unique position. So I don't know where that's going to go. But I know when a player of this caliber gets out in the open market and he's been franchised 2 years in a row and it's the quarterback position, that you're going to have to do what you have to do to get him in your building. Because I know if we weren't, there's going to be a lot of other teams out there that would have. So that's why, you know, like I said, the most important thing was once the owners blessed the contract to do everything we possibly could to get him in our building. Because I knew once he got in our building and met our people and got a chance to see what this culture is about, that felt pretty strongly that this was going to get done today.
You feel strong